Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. We're watching the sun, a declaration by Noah. The sun, Bob, you're keen on sunspots. What's it looking like?
This is not so much a look at the sunspots, the monthly update. This is actually NOAA and NASA have now declared that the sun has reached solar maximum. They don't say we've reached the peak, but we're in solar maximum now. And this is really, to a certain extent, a non-story. It's basically stating what has been obvious now for several months, that we're in solar maximum. Whether it'll go up higher or lower at this point is still unknown. And they say that the peak will go on for many months beyond this. But they say we're in it now. There's no question of that. I do note, though, that there's a lot of blarney in this report. The solar science community does this all the time. One of the scientists says that the activity right now has only slightly exceeded expectations, and that's not true. It's almost twice as hot as they predicted. And having followed the predictions of this solar science community now for more than two decades, I've learned they tend to know far less than they let on and like to exaggerate their capabilities to predict what the sun will do. They often play chicken little, saying we're all going to die by the sun, but in this particular report, they were refreshing. They did not do that. Either way, we're in solar maximum. They just confirmed the reality of that.
Euclid is European Space Agency, and it's issued us a report about what, Bob?
Euclid is spectacular, John. It is an optical infrared space telescope that was launched earlier this year with a mirror that's half the size of Hubble, which means it is a very powerful optical telescope in orbit. And it's been designed to do a single snap, global mosaic snapshot of about a third the sky to study the galaxies in the universe. They won't look at the galactic center. They'll be looking across the sky. But the thing is, because it's half the size of Hubble, the mirror, it produces very high-resolution optical images in space. And so they released the first section of the mosaic, and I've got that on Behind the Black shows. It only shows about 1% of its planned coverage and 12% of the entire sky. But when you zoom into the close-up of individual galaxies, this is almost as good as Hubble. And this is an optical telescope in space that, in the end, initially it's going to do this mosaic, but once it's finished with that, it can be used as a general observatory and in many ways provide us optical capabilities that we're going to lose eventually when Hubble goes down. And that's a really spectacular thing.
Perseverance on the surface of Mars doing its job collecting samples. However, Mars sample return. Bob, the last time we talked about this, it was too expensive. Has it gotten cheaper?
No, it hasn't. Nothing. NASA's trying to figure out what to do. So it has now assembled two different panels to review the sample return mission architecture and design, which is chaotic, confused, and significantly over budget and behind schedule. And they're going to do this review in conjunction with a request NASA put out several months ago from the private sector, to asking the private sector to come up with suggestions to change this. Looming over this, of course, is Starship, because it's very possible Starship could cover the whole problem and solve it. But nonetheless, NASA's got to try to figure it out, and they have many players involved, including Europe. And so they put together a panel, mostly of NASA people, but some scientists. These two panels are going to review things, and hopefully by the end of the year, come to a decision about how to change the sample return mission so they get these samples back before the end of the next century.
Bob, do you remember what was the booster that they planned to use for their version of Mars sample? Was it ever going to be SpaceX, or was it ULA or some booster like that?
They hadn't picked on boosters so much. The complication of the program had to do with they were going to use helicopters and landers, and they're asking Lockheed Martin to do the ascent vehicle. It's never done that before. And it was just, and Europe was going to build the sample return component. There were going to be multiple launches. Very, very complicated mission, trying to do things that had never been done before. Many different things, and that's the problem.
Asteroids come from a limited... What kind of breakups, Bob? Is this like romance breakups?
What's happening is that in analyzing the meteorites over many decades, in conjunction also with the samples that have been brought back from various asteroids, scientists now think that most meteorites we see come from a very limited number of specific asteroid breakups in the past, where an asteroid is impacted and breaks apart, or breaks apart for any number of reasons and produces lots of asteroids. And they think 70% of the 70,000 meteorites that we found on Earth come from possibly only three impacts of asteroids in the past, 6, 8, and 40 million years ago. That's kind of significant, John, because it tells us a great deal about the history of the solar.
30 seconds, Etch-a-Sketch. Where, Bob?
Etch-a-Sketch is near the southern pole. This is a spectacularly weird image that came from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter that I posted on Behind the Black. We're looking at terrain that does not exist on Earth and is very weird even for Mars, John. You should have to have people have to go to look on the page to see what I'm talking about.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. I'm John Besh.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.